Hey guys, kembali lagi di podcast kita When We Talk About. So as usual, di sini ada gue Erwin
dan gue Vanessa.
Dan kali ini kita ngomongin topik yang sangat-sangat aktual nih, karena beritanya lagi heboh banget di dunia teknologi ya.
Apa tuh? Win?
It's about SoftBank. You know, what's the fuss with SoftBank?
So not only SoftBank ya, but also the founder. So Masayoshi Son.
Yeah, betul.
So actually, what is SoftBank and also who is Masayoshi Son, Erwin?
Nah, ini dia nih. Mungkin kalau kita ngomongin soal investment, technology investment gitu ya, mungkin orang nggak banyak yang aware who is SoftBank dan SoftBank tuh perusahaan dari mana gitu. Jadi mungkin semua orang kirain kalau we talk about what's the biggest tech investment fund in the world, mungkin orang mikirnya pasti dari Silicon Valley. Ternyata enggak. Mungkin orang mikir dari Cina. Ternyata enggak juga. SoftBank ini company dari Jepang jadinya. Jadi dia it's one of the biggest conglomerate ya di Jepang ya, Pan.
Dia actually the largest tech investor in the world, right?
Right.
With the first in terms of like the raising fund itu sampai more than 100 billion USD, guys.
Billion ya, pakai B nih ya.
Pakai billion.
Gila, emang.
So it's true, it's an investment arm called Fission Fund.
Right. Nah, tapi SoftBank-nya sendiri, kenapa mereka bisa punya uang sebanyak itu? Jadi ceritanya mereka ada banyak nih lini bisnisnya, ya kan, Pan? Jadi mereka ada telco, e-commerce, finance, ada tech services, ada semiconductor-nya juga, media and marketing, even robotics.
Iya, soalnya actually Masayoshi Son itu the founder started his career as the software distributor, if you know.
Oh, I see.
And basically he transformed the tech landscape in Japan. Wow. Back like maybe 30 years ago. So actually, in terms of like the tech world, Masayoshi Son is someone that very
legendary
prominent
sebenarnya nih ya.
Betul sekali.
I see. Nah, dia sendiri setahu gue mulai jadi holding company itu tahun 99 ya.
Benar.
And akhirnya dari sejak tahun 99 itu sampai sekarang he makes a lot of tech investment.
Betul.
Gila banget sih.
Cuma kalau misalnya teman-teman pantengin news-news terakhir-terakhir itu, SoftBank actually incurred loss of like 18 billion USD. It's actually very surprising and shocking for the world.
Jadi kalau udah ngomongin SoftBank udah enggak bisa pakai million, semuanya pakai billion.
Bener banget, billion USD doll. Oh my god.
Itu gila banget sih, karena apalagi mereka habis ini, habis dihantem berbagai macam berita-berita negatif lah ya selama setahun terakhir gitu.
Benar banget. Started with actually WeWork ya. WeWork case,
yes.
And then goes to the Uber.
Betul.
And then ada juga OYO sekarang kan.
Iya,
Alibaba juga.
Jadi semua investmentnya dia banyak yang kena dampak lah ya. Enggak cuma, bahkan sebenarnya dari sebelum COVID-19 pun udah kena dampak gitu loh.
Benar banget.
Nah, mungkin let's talk about that, karena mungkin banyak pendengar yang belum tahu nih, SoftBank ini put money in a lot of the companies yang kita kenal di dunia gitu. Nah, kalau lu coba Devan, apa namanya portfolionya SoftBank ada apa aja nih?
So guys, SoftBank itu actually invested in 88 startups, very
88
prominent.
88 nih ya, gila.
Used to be startups mungkin ya, lebih tepatnya ya. Nah, ini tuh mereka memakai the Fission Fund, the first one, yang amounted more than yang tadi
100 billion
USD gitu. Even they actually want to raise another fund for like 108 billion USD, which potentially will not be there.
Happening, iya, karena katanya performance-nya Fission Fund yang pertama kurang bagus gitu ya.
Bener banget. Nah, apalagi sebenarnya kan the big investors are just like Apple, right? And then
Sharp.
Yeah, bener. And then Oracle.
Right. Ada sovereign wealth fundnya si apa namanya Saudi Arabia sama UAE juga ya.
Bener banget. Dan I heard actually this Saudi Arabia government doesn't want to actually invest more to SoftBank. Gitu. Nah, mungkin kembali lagi nih yang 88 companies ya, apa aja sih sebenarnya? Yang tadi kita udah sempat sebut, actually WeWork, Alibaba, Uber, Oyo. Terus juga yang kalau di Indonesia yang paling teman-teman mungkin kind of like recognize is Tokopedia. Apalagi tuh, Win?
Ada Didi dari China, ada Paytm dari India, even Slack. Kalau pada pasti banyak yang pakai Slack nih teman-teman nih. Jadi Slack juga salah satu portfolionya mereka. Terus ada Flipkart, ada Ola, termasuk Oyo juga tadi disebut ya.
Bener banget. So they actually invested in a lot of like hauling and riding applications ya.
Iya betul. Mereka katanya emang, jadi dia punya prinsip nih kalau di Vision Fund yang pertama gitu ya. Prinsipnya si Masayoshi-san tuh selama company ini inovatif dan dia bisa dapetin growth, itu kalau unit economics-nya negatif atau mereka rugi itu masih enggak apa-apa kalau menurut dia. Dikasih duit makin banyak malah.
Wow, it's very dangerous because it's not only leading to their success with Alibaba but also their doom with WeWork.
Exactly. Even ditambah lagi orangnya sendiri juga emang he's a very apa ya, fierce business leaders kan. Jadi ada gosipnya gitu. Bukan gosip sih, it's actually diliput sih sama media. Jadi waktu itu dia mau masukin uang ke Uber, terus Ubernya sempat gak mau gitu. Terus dia ngancem, ya udah gue taruh duitnya di Lyft nih, saingannya Uber. Gitu akhirnya si Uber ya udahlah daripada saingan gue gitu kan yang dapat, gue terima juga deh duitnya gitu.
Oh my god, that's actually pretty shocking for an investor. Okay, so maybe let's talk about their success story first ya, in terms of like Alibaba. So guys, if you do not know, actually they invested to only 20 million in 2000, in the year 2000 for Alibaba, and then when it went public
14 years later ini ya.
Exactly, 2014 itu valuation-nya berapa coba? $60 billion. Like wow. Billion 3000 times.
Gila. No, it's more though. It's
yeah, 3000 times.
3000 times ya, gila.
And now, what's the valuation coba? It's actually Alibaba itu one of the two companies bisa Tencent ya, yang with the valuation more than $500 billion.
Gila, jadi ini dia tadi kembali lagi kenapa dia bisa dapetin uang sebanyak ini untuk invest di tech companies. Itu karena ada banyak hal, jadi dia ada banyak supporting business-nya juga, jadi gak cuma investment arm. Dia tuh salah satu bisnis, apa namanya, dia jualan kartu SIM perdana juga, jadi ada telco bisnisnya juga di Jepang. Dan dia juga nyari investment dari beberapa perusahaan lainnya untuk support gitu. Jadi emang gak cuma semua dari dia sendiri.
Dan actually SoftBank also invested in ARM, in Nvidia, which are very technology-based right. company. So, yeah.
Jadi I think they are aiming to make the biggest tech ecosystem in the world, yeah.
Definitely, because they actually label themselves the largest tech venture capital, right? So, well, it makes sense.
It makes sense, dan jadi kerennya, bukan kerennya sih, ya uniknya gitu. Kalau kan dia ada punya equity di Uber, dia juga punya equity di Grab gitu. Jadi waktu kemarin Grab sama Uber saing-saingan gitu kan di Asia, akhirnya kayaknya Ubernya nggak bisa nih, akhirnya ya udah dia suruh salah satu portfolio company-nya buat beli aja operational knowledge-nya si Uber gitu.
Only in Southeast Asia.
Southeast Asia, iya.
Benar banget. So, that's actually the best investment I would say, right? They have invested. So nah. Alibaba, but as you know, Jack Ma already mundur. Dari boardnya SoftBank. So this is like a prediction or indication maybe ya.
Mungkin.
Of like the SoftBank future.
Situasi yang ada di sana ya. Benar-benar.
Benar banget.
Let's talk about the ini lah, dia ada rise pasti ada fallnya juga. Let's talk about the last year, Vanessa. Jadi last year nih banyak tadi ya apa namanya berita-berita yang kurang oke gitu ya. What about WeWork? What happened with WeWork?
So guys, if you do not know WeWork, WeWork itu memang cukup terkenal ya di istilahnya is a renting office space, also
co-working
will
space.
Yeah, co-working space. It will give you like based on subscriptions, yeah.
Yeah.
But actually started from like $47 billion valuation. Sekarang valuation-nya itu 2.9 billion only. So berkurang sekitar 45 USD.
Valuasinya billion di bawahnya Gojek nih berarti.
Billion loh.
Gojek aja menang valuasinya ini. Gila, tapi setahu gue gini ya, jadi si WeWork itu kan mulai dulu kan awalnya bukan gak di back sama SoftBank gitu. Akhirnya emang dia baru apa ya menjadi prominent names gitu within the property tech landscape sejak tahun 2017 ketika SoftBank itu masukin uang. Kalau nggak salah tuh dia masukin sekitar 8 billion US dollar waktu itu, which almost double the valuation. Akhirnya jadi 20 billion. Nah, tapi abis itu lagi selama tahun 2019 si WeWork raising money lagi dari SoftBank sampai akhirnya post money valuation tadi jadi 47 billion. Nah, abis itu ceritanya si SoftBank sebagai investor pasti pengen dong capitalize on their investment. Nah, akhirnya dia udah merencanakan nih sama beberapa portfolio company-nya supaya mereka exit, supaya mereka go public. Nah, terus apa nih yang terjadi nih ketika mereka coba untuk go public nih, Van?
Wah, apa tuh, Win?
Jadi ceritanya akhirnya untuk pertama kalinya nih semua investor, semua potential, semua banker, semua consultant gitu akhirnya bisa ngebuka apa yang terjadi sebenarnya di balik WeWork. Karena mereka jadi bisa ngeliat pembukuannya dong. Ketika filing untuk IPO kan ada banyak audit yang harus dilakuin kan. Ketika dibuka, ternyata tuh banyak banget mismanagement, banyak banget poor corporate governance. Salah satu contohnya, jadi si CEO dan foundernya WeWork itu bikin satu other holding, ada bikin satu company lain gitu yang managing dia punya investment portfolio sendiri personal. Nah, ceritanya dia punya company sampingan ini itu ngebeli paten nama We gitu. Karena kan WeWork, jadi ceritanya udah We company gitu kan. Dia patenin nama We. Abis itu dia suruh WeWork ngebeli paten namanya itu sama company. Jadi actually WeWork paid like 5.9 million US dollar ke foundernya sendiri untuk beli paten nama We. It's like, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's, again, it shows, right? It shows us, like, it's a very bad governance from WeWork, actually. So, as we said, berarti kalau bisa kita lihat, actually Masayoshi-san himself told us, right? So, investing in WeWork is like the worst decision that he actually
ever made. Betul. Ini lebih lucunya gini juga sih. Jadi WeWork itu kan it's a property tech company gitu kan. Dia co-working space lah. Ada company similar sama mereka yang udah publicly traded juga tapi di UK. Namanya IWG, IWG gitu. Nah, IWG ini actually menang dari WeWork in terms of semua traction. Gitu. Jadi dari segi number of location, number of user, number of even revenue including profit, obviously WeWork rugi mulu gitu kan kerjanya tiap quarter. Nah, tapi mereka valuasinya tuh cuma sekitar 3-4 billion doang. Nah, mereka sampai bingung ceritanya, kok bisa ya WeWork tuh valuasinya sampai 40 billion gitu. Kayak what are we doing wrong? Tapi ternyata mereka juga gak bisa ketemuin. Jadi it's a lot of valuation game ya ujung-ujungnya ya.
Benar banget. Dan as you said, right? So about SoftBank, we can say maybe the strategy or the capital raising and so on and so forth was smart, right? But the execution was poor, as their latest published result. Basically, they need to deliver result, put in place better governance, reinstill faith in their model. Basically, in terms of the execution, itu wrong investment, wrong valuation, makanya bisa kejadian tuh, salah satunya di WeWork.
Dan ada satu lagi ceritanya juga di Uber ya.
Betul sekali. Jadi kalau misalnya teman-teman pantengin the latest news juga, Uber valuation itu has been down like more than 10 billion USD in terms of the valuation juga.
He's a very brave and bold investor sih.
Yeah, well, come on. He invested in a lot of like ride-hailing applications, not only Uber, Ola, Didi,
Grab.
Jadi sebenarnya ya gimana ya? It's like competition, right?
Betul,
it's
betul.
Cannibalism.
It's cannibalism dan buat dia juga kondisi sekarang ini, kondisi COVID-19 juga akhirnya mempengaruhi dia punya investment sih. Ya kan? Jadi kayak misalkan tadi banyak retailing company, ada property company juga yang obviously semua going down karena COVID, orang semua nggak bisa keluar gitu. Jadi itu juga salah satu penyebab kenapa dia bisa losing 18 billion per annum itu tadi yang baru yang minggu kemarin ini. Terus bahkan katanya 15 of the 88 portfolio company bisa going bankrupt ya.
Bener banget. So it leads to well, we have like one prominent brand, right? In terms of like Indonesian startups.
Yeah.
So what?
Yang katanya mau go public juga ya.
Bener banget. Soalnya kemarin WeWork gagal IPO. Kemudian Uber gagal IPO. So how about this company, Erwin?
Hopefully enggak sih ya. Hopefully enggak sih, kan harapan Indonesia segera. So tapi gini sih Pak, kan udah banyak banget ini. Dia ada success story-nya, ada tapi belakangan lagi bad publications. So what do you think is the implication towards the future?
Well, I would say it's more into the impact, yeah. The impact is more into the other investors or investing companies, right? I would say they will be more prudent in assessing and also raising fund and also allocating the fund to the startups. So it will be very strict, I would say, in terms of like the fundraising for each of the startups, in terms of like business modelnya benar-benar harus dilihat, cash flow-nya juga, in terms of like the other condition, governance, CEO, reputation maybe. And what else? What do you think, Erwin?
Kalau gue mau ngeliat implications-nya even ke mereka, ke diri mereka sendiri dulu ya, ini mereka pasti kan nomor satu bakal susah banget raising another fund untuk si Vision Fund kedua nih.
Benar.
Gitu. Especially after spending 80 billion in 800 days, berarti itu average-nya 100 million per day itu. Gila. 100 million US dollars guys per day spendingnya si ini ya, SoftBank. So another implication sih, obviously, mungkin nambahin dari yang Vanessa bilang, sekarang if you're a startup founder, should definitely look into your business model ya. Gone are the days orang bikin startup yang nggak ada business modelnya, yang dari awal rugi-rugi gitu, yang unit economics-nya negatif, itu udah lewat pasti masanya sekarang. Karena semua orang udah ngeliat nih betapa ternyata nggak bisa gitu, ternyata nggak bisa dengan model seperti itu. Akhirnya banyak berita-berita yang gagal gitu juga. Meskipun ya emang kayak in the case of WeWork, mereka sering comparing themselves with Amazon. Katanya Amazon dulu waktu pertama kali going public tahun 90-an juga sempat beberapa tahun gak untung gitu, masih rugi terus. Tapi I think it's a different age and it's a different case juga. Kayak back then, well, Amazon is the only e-commerce company yang going public gitu loh. Sekarang kan ya property company juga ada yang public juga lah, public listed juga lah gitu sih.
And it actually amazed me, right? Because they are the largest investor in the world and they actually recorded loss and then COVID actually hit. How come? And then it obviously will correlate to the other big players. Gak cuma dari segi investor, pasti dari segi juga the giants, right? The one that should be the giants in the future. Contohnya yang tadi kita bilang Tokopedia gitu kan. Sekarang gimana nih? One of the, I mean like the investor is actually will be very prudent in doing like the fundraising and so on and so forth, and they actually want to do the IPO, right? So
dan ini buruknya juga sih dampaknya ke image-nya komunitas tech startup ya. Jadinya orang-orang yang emang dari awal udah skeptical sama tech startup is now even more skeptical, you know, because of what happened with SoftBank gitu. Jadi mereka kayak now can point out, oh ini ada contohnya nih, gagal kok gitu.
It feels the bubble is like really bubbling.
Iya, kayak mau popping gitu bang.
Karena sebelumnya memang dari segi Masayoshi Son, I would say is quite aggressive, right? In terms of like doing these kinds of like investing to the startups. Kalau misalnya dia lihat high growth, of course, okay, let's allocate some fund. For now, I would not say that kind of like method will happen again.
True. Udah gak bisa dia spray and pray kayak gitu, udah gak bisa lagi sih.
Dan the whole landscape of like, you would say venture capital, right? And then maybe like PE, all will be very prudent in allocating the funds. So that's actually one of the case that the startup founders or the the startup founders wanna be need to pay attention with, right? It's not impossible. It's not impossible. It's just like it will be more, I mean, like kind of like complicated in a sense, and also potentially take longer time.
Yeah, it will take longer time sih, benar banget. Ya semua orang jadi lebih skeptical lah sekarang. Dan gue sendiri juga sebenarnya ngelihat dari apa ya, belakangan ini juga ketika ngobrol sama teman-teman dari venture capital segala macam, sama sih itu that's exactly what's happening right now. Jadi mereka semua benar-benar ngelatin unit of economics-nya satu-satu, benar-benar di auditing lah satu-satu lah gitu. Jadi ya lebih prudent, lebih careful juga ketika putting the money.
Okay, so teman-teman, it's not that we are saying the future of our tech startups will be very bleak. It's just like we need to be very assessing ourselves better in terms of like providing the business model, and also thinking through what's actually the potential, the opportunity during this kind of like situation, and also finding the right potential investor to raise your fund. So it is just like potentially harder, as I said before, and also Erwin kind of like agree, it's just maybe taking longer times, but again, it is something that possible if you have like a very good business model. So guys, that's actually the key takeaways, right? Without like, you know, without like a good strategy, without like good execution, it will not happen.
True. And without a good business model, itu sih benar-benar underline-nya. Okay, so that's it for today's podcast. See you guys on our next episode. Bye. Udah.